Welcome to the Jesse Freeze Show on WMTR 1250 AM, a Beasley Media Group station. Brought to you by www.insidernj.com. Online news for political insiders in New Jersey. Streaming live on WMTRAM.com and TalkStreamLive.com.
Welcome to the show and good morning. I'm Jesse Freeze. My guest today, Lori R. Sackler, the author of a must-read book, the first of its kind, The M-Word, the money talk every family needs to have about wealth, inheritance, and their financial future. Lori Sackler answers one of the most complicated personal finance questions of all time, one that no one likes to talk about. How do you talk about money? Money is the topic nobody wants to broach. Money talks remain taboo for most of our households, and her book makes the compelling argument for having the money talk. The book covers marriage, divorce, remarriage, merging families, retirement planning, care for elderly parents, preparing heirs, and transferring of wealth. She's a certified investment management analyst and a certified financial planner. She is the creator and former host of the radio show The M Word on WOR New York. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you on this morning, Lori Sackler.
Thank you, Jesse. It's a pleasure to be with you, for sure.
It seems, Lori, that money is a taboo subject. Talking about it can be disturbing and cause enormous anxiety and conflicts among families. Why is this such a problem?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's a taboo. It continues to be an object of threat and control in families, and it doesn't have to be that way. And there are many reasons. They're varied. And, you know, they range from cultural barriers, gender differences between the sexes, family history, language, age. I mean, there's a whole host of them. And I try to explore all these different reasons. And ultimately, it's important for your family to figure out what are the reasons that are interfering with you having these conversations, because there's a 70% failure rate in transferring assets across generations, and breakdown in communication and trust is the primary reason. And what results is loss of family harmony and money. And so what we're trying to do is provide a roadmap, a set of guidelines for people to have these productive conversations so they can successfully get through each of life's transitions.
Well, you certainly have done that in your book. And elderly parents who often refuse to discuss the issue of inheritance or their deteriorating health with their grown children. And this causes severe problems.
Mm-hmm. It does. And I think there's a hesitation on family parents who reach a certain age who probably should be opening up to their children to actually do that. But the good news is we're seeing some generational shifts taking place. There's been a lot of discussion about this topic in the media, the financial services industry, and even in popular culture. So what I'm seeing is we're a new generation in a way. We've got the millennials who are the primary demographic in the workforce. They seem more open and savvy. They are interested in having these talks. So I'm very optimistic that we're going to see more of these conversations taking place.
Well, that's certainly good. Siblings, they often become estranged over their parents' wills, mm-hmm. you know, due to the yes. disparity in the economic distribution. In your experience, you said it's best to treat your children equally in your will. What if you can't for some reason? You have to leave more to one than the others.
Yeah, and that's very common. I mean, at the end of the day, every child's economic outcome is based on the education, the choice of career, the partner they choose in life. And so what we find is each child has a different set of needs at the end of the day. And parents, I think, ultimately want to treat their children equally, but sometimes that's really hard to do. And so, yes, what I say is it's important to come to the table with the idea of treating them equally in the will. But during your life, during the parents' lives, I mean, clearly there could be some inequitable distributions based on needs. And look, the kids know this. They probably are watching it. So my recommendation is talk about it and explain to the kids, this is what we're doing because Susie decided to be a teacher and you took on a more economically rewarding career and she has this particular need because she has a child with special needs. So all these things happen in life. And so parents have to figure out how to respond. And look, if you have a child with special needs, at the end of the day, you may want to leave that child with a special ask or a life insurance, a death benefit, or an unequal, larger distribution of the estate. But having that conversation in advance and saying, look, this isn't because I love you any less. It's because of the circumstances. I need to provide a cushion to this particular child. So I think in the end of the day, if you can engage in these conversations, explain why, and try your very best to leave in a fairly equitable basis. Look, if you're providing an income stream to one child who needs it, then maybe there's a makeup provision.
Definitely.
In the way. Yeah. And so there are ways to tackle this problem. But what I see is individuals will shut down. They're uncomfortable having these conversations, and then it creates a mess later down the road.
Absolutely. And if you talk about it, then there's no surprises, because once the parents have gone, there's no one for them to vent to. And a lack of discussion often sets off feelings of anger and resentment from the children. I'm seeing that a lot today.
Yeah, no question about it. And you can diffuse that to a large extent by having these conversations and helping the kids understand the why, and, you know, preparing them for ultimately what they're going to receive, getting them engaged in certain ways earlier on so they understand at least where the documents are, if they're going to be playing a role as trustee or executor. Maybe there's some conflict around who's being chosen. That needs to be discussed also.
Oh, I want to discuss that with you. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So look, what's really interesting about all of us, love is equal to money and money is equal to love. And the will is the ultimate reflection of that. So if you're going to have unequal distributions, or you're going to show preferences over certain ones in choosing roles that they're going to play, then you really need to talk about it. And at the end of the day, there could be a division of labor based on skill sets, which is the ideal approach. And then if there's going to be conflict, then you need to discuss it and explain it and try and resolve that conflict before you're gone.
Absolutely. We want to ask you, when you return from this break, about a child that contests the will and drains the assets, and no one seems to benefit but the attorneys. My guest today is Lori Sackler. Lori Sackler is a financial advisor, senior vice president, and family wealth director at a major financial institution where she leads a wealth management group. We'll be right back after this break.